Now, my parents had a special ability that I didn't appreciate until I got older. And that ability was being able to pick out my voice in a crowd. So it didn't matter if we went to a baseball game or a church festival or the mall. If I was calling out for my mom or dad, they would always recognize my voice and turn around. Now, some might say, well, you know, TJ, you have a pretty loud voice, and well, maybe that's partly true, but my parents always knew my voice. It didn't matter if there was 100 other people in the room or in the area that went by mom and dad, my mom and dad were always able to correctly identify my voice. We know that that's true. We know that some people in our lives will hear their voice on the phone or we'll hear their voice in the grocery store or somewhere else and we'll know exactly who they are. And that's because we know them. We've gotten to know them, and we know what their voice sounds like. And some of you guys might have noticed sometimes moms have this really uncanny ability. If you're ever talking to a mom and a kid is crying, you know, they'll be talking, and all of a sudden they'll hear their kid crying because they know exactly what their kid sounds like. Moms have that uncanny ability. Well, in the gospel today, Jesus tells us that he is our shepherd, and we are his sheep. And we're called to listen to his voice as closely as maybe parents listen to their kids, or as we are able to identify the voices of other important people that are in our lives. Our voices are very important to God. Our voices are very important to the Lord, and that's why he's always listening to us. And that's why he tells us that we need to listen to him. Sometimes in our lives, we don't do a very good job of listening to God's voice. Sometimes we hear God's voice and we don't even recognize it. Sometimes that's because we're so busy, because we surround ourselves with so much other sound, with so much other things that are going on in our lives that we can't hear the voice of God. So our Lord reminds us in the gospel today that we're to listen to his voice because he has our best interest at heart. Sometimes the voices of the world around us suffocate us. Sometimes those voices tell us things that aren't really true. But God's voice is out there. And God's voice is always true. And the truth is, God doesn't have to scream at us. God doesn't have to yell at us. God whispers to us because he's not that far away. It means in our lives, we need to take time for prayer. We need to take time to listen to the voice of God in our lives so that we can hear him, so that we can be attuned to what he's asking us to do. Life is very difficult. But our Lord came to call us back to him. The second reading, we're reminded that we were like the sheep who were lost and who went astray. But Christ, through his suffering, Christ, through shedding his blood, even though he did not have deceit on his lips or any sin on his soul, he died for us so that he could call us back, so that he could say to us, hey, I'm here for you and I love you, so please follow me. For those of you getting ready to receive your first communion today, God is calling you. He is calling you to follow him because he wants you to remain close to him. He wants you to remain close to him so that he can always remind you how special you are to him, because he loves you. He loves you a lot and he wants what's best for you. That's why he gives us himself. Body, blood, soul, and divinity, the Eucharist that you're getting ready to receive in just a little while. Our God is always going to be there to call you back to him, to give you his love, to give you his praise, to say to you that you are his beloved child, and he is never, ever going to leave you. Today, the church also celebrates World Vocation Sunday, just a reminder to us that God calls us to do some different things in our lives. There's lots of different vocations in the world. Lots of different ways that we can serve our God. Well, today we spend some time in prayer for vocations to the priesthood and religious life, giving our lives, giving our hearts, saying to God, Lord, if you're calling me to serve you as a priest or a sister, as a nun, I'm here. I'm listening because I want to serve you. Our God calls us, and he calls us to various ministries. As many of you know, I love being a priest. Father Bill told me before Mass, he's been a priest for 56 years. That's awesome. Well, he's got nothing on me because I've been a priest for 700. And I love, as a priest, what I get to do. Father Bill can attest to that as well. It is an awesome call. It is an awesome vocation in life. So for you young men out there, maybe you guys getting ready to receive your first communion, maybe God is calling you to be a priest. Young ladies out there, maybe God is calling you to serve him as a nun or as religious. They are awesome vocations. They're awesome ways that we can give our lives in service to God. And so we allow the Lord to speak to us. We open our ears and ask him to call us if that's what he wants us to do. Because there are some great ways that we can serve the Lord with our lives. As we continue today to celebrate the Eucharist, we ask the Lord to speak to us. We ask the Lord to help us open our hearts and our ears so that we can hear his voice. We also pray for our brothers and sisters that are going to be making their first communion, that the Lord may continue to speak to you, to draw you closer to him, so that we can love our Lord and love others with our whole hearts.